Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to work on your financial freedom by continuing our discussion of goals. Now, these aren't the goals that you hear about when you're watching professional soccer. You know, when they go, goal! I know I did that on yesterday's show, so I'm not going to do that again today to you. But the point is still relevant. The point is very, very relative. Because if you don't set goals for yourself, chances are you won't achieve them. Yeah, you won't achieve them. It's kind of like that Harvard graduating class that I talked about on yesterday's show where, you know, what did they do? They went out and polled a bunch of graduates from Harvard University in the 1950s, and they asked any of them if they had really bothered to set any goals for themselves, and if so, if they had bothered to memorialize those goals. When the researchers went back 20 years later to talk to the individuals that were still alive, the findings were astounding. What they found was the 5% that had established goals really had done far superior in that 20-year time span than the 95% who failed to set goals. Now, here's the part that kind of shocks me, because we're talking about Harvard University, right? They're supposed to be like the number one college, the number one university in the country. I mean, right? Okay, I don't agree that they are, but you would think that if somebody sent their child to Harvard University, that child would have learned how to set goals. But ironically, 95% of that graduating class didn't do it. Now, I don't know if they were taught how to do it or not. I wasn't around in the 1950s. I wasn't even on this planet. Why? Why is goal setting not so important? I mean, that's kind of the other takeaway that I took from that survey, was that even though 5% did extremely well in life because they had set goals, what about that 95% that never set goals? Were they taught to set goals? I don't know. But they didn't set any goals, because the researchers asked them that question 20 years later. Hey, did you set any goals? No, didn't set any goals. And 20 years later, 20 years is gone. Yeah, 20 years is gone. 20 years has gotten behind you. And there's no way to make it up. There really isn't any way to make it up. So on today's show, we're going to talk some more about goal setting. Because if you don't set goals for yourself, you're probably not going to achieve the goal. If you don't take the goal and put it in your face, in other words, some place where you can visit the goal. And I'm going to suggest on a daily basis, not on a yearly basis, on a daily basis. One of the things that we do in our household is that my wife created something called the goal board. Yeah, it's the goal board. So what it is, it's just a, I think it's a 3x5 board that she set up in one of the rooms of our house where we have to walk by it at least once a day. And on that goal board, she has different categories. She has short-term goals, which are things that we want to do in the next 90 days. She has one-year goals, things that we want to accomplish by the end of the year. She has five-year goals, the things that we want to accomplish in the next 5 years, and then she has lifetime goals. Yeah, things that we want to accomplish before we leave this world. And because that goal board is in my face every day, it is in my face. And not in a bad way. It's in my face in a good way. What it does for me is it reminds me of where I'm trying to get to. Do you watch the NFL? Now, chances are you do, but maybe you don't. But if you don't watch the NFL, you understand what the NFL is, right? I mean, you've probably experienced football, right? Maybe you played, maybe you watched from the stadium in high school. You've probably experienced football. Do you understand that NFL teams sit down and take goal setting very seriously? They do. They sit down and they take a look at where do we want to be at the end of the season? Where do we want to be in a year? Where do we want to be in 5 years? And they build these plans to get them there. Now, of course, with the NFL, you're reliant on something called football players. You have to have certain football players that you plug into your game plan, and then you execute the game plan. And then if a player gets hurt or injured and can't play, then you have other players that step in, right? Okay. So an NFL season is just one giant goal. And ironically, all 32 teams, they have the same goal, get to the Super Bowl. And 30 teams will not get there. Two teams will get there. 30 teams will not. And of the two teams that get there, only one of them is going to win it. Yeah, only one of them is going to win it. The other one's going to lose. So every year, the NFL has one Super Bowl winner and 31 Super Bowl losers. So you're probably thinking, what the heck does that have to do with goal setting? Okay, it has everything to do with goal setting because some of those teams achieved their goals. Some of them did not. But whether they did or they didn't is immaterial. When we come back from the break, more on this. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so it's NFL season, and, you know, the playoffs are, well, they're just right around the corner, aren't they? Yeah, we're getting ready for NFL playoffs. So there's 14 teams that have made it to the NFL playoffs. So 14 teams have achieved whatever goals that they have set for themselves. The other teams, well, they're out of it. They're out of it. They will not advance to the playoffs and they will not get to the Super Bowl. Their season is done. And you might be thinking, well, they failed. All of those teams failed at goal setting because if they didn't achieve their goal, then they failed. They're failures. Well, yeah, I'd agree to a certain extent. Yeah, but I don't take goal setting so literally. No, I really don't. Because remember in the last segment, I said, look, you got 32 NFL teams and they all have the same goal. They all want to win the Super Bowl, and only one of them can do it every year, right? Okay. Well, just because a team doesn't win the Super Bowl this year or doesn't even get to play in the Super Bowl doesn't mean the team's a failure, because there are a lot of other goals that these teams set for themselves that help them get to the point of maybe playing and winning the Super Bowl. So these teams that didn't make the playoffs, they're really not failures. Now, they've probably, okay, maybe except for the Detroit Lions, okay, or well, I'm going to stop picking on those teams at the bottom. I'm going to stop doing that. But the point is this. Every team sets certain milestones for itself. It sets certain goals for itself. And it, through the course of the season, measures how it is doing in their effort to achieve the goals. Now, not every goal that they set is going to be achieved. Now, because here's the honest truth. If you achieve every goal that you set for yourself, your goals are too easy. Yeah, your goals are too easy. So these NFL teams that aren't making the playoffs, they're setting some pretty difficult goals for them to achieve. And the idea is it's going to get them closer to being a better football team. It's really no different when it comes to your personal investing. It's no different when it comes to whatever you are doing for retirement. You have to have a plan. You have to have goals and objectives. You have to figure out how long it's going to take and what path you're going to take to get there. And for most of you, you're choosing the slow path. You are. You're choosing the slow path. You've got a financial planner. You've got a retirement account. You've got a job. That job offers you a 401k, gives you matching money. And every month, money comes out of your check. And every month, money gets matched by your employer, and it goes into that employment fund, or that retirement fund, I should say. It's not really an employment fund, it's a retirement fund. And then it sits in there, and somebody else manages it for you, and occasionally you look at whatever reports you get, and you go, oh, I'm doing okay. And I will tell you this. If your goal is to retire in 45 years, then you're probably doing okay. You are probably doing okay. The only concern I would have for you is, in 45 years, will you have enough money to live off of? Because remember, in 45 years, the economy is going to be completely different than it is today. It's going to be completely different. The cost of things are going to be completely different, just as it was 45 years ago today. Now, if I went back 45 years, I'd be right in the middle of the 1970s. I would be experiencing something called double-digit inflation, because that's what was going on back in the 1970s. And ironically, that's what's going on right now. Now, it's not double-digit yet. It's still single-digit inflation. But what we are seeing in the economies right now within this country is inflation. Yeah, 45 years past when it really hit this country hard, it's back. And it's going to do some things to this country that maybe you and I will not be happy about. But you have to take things like inflation into consideration when you're doing your long-term planning. Now, I will tell you this. Over the last 20 years, I mean, inflation's actually been pretty non-existent. I mean, it's been there a little bit, tiny bit, kind of, but not like it is today. Today, it's what, 6, 7, 8, 9%. It's kind of significant, the inflation that we're experiencing. But for the past 20 years, there really wasn't much inflation. So 20 years ago, if you sat down and figured out, what do I think I need to live off in the future when I retire after 45 years of working? How much money do I need? Well, if you're living in a non-inflationary period, you might consider not adjusting any of your numbers for inflation because you haven't really experienced it. But now we're in a period where inflation is actually raising its ugly head. The price of goods and services is going up, and it's going up faster than your paycheck is going up. That's right. As I speak, the ability for you to spend money and, you know, pay a certain price is being diluted. It's being diluted because if you don't buy a certain widget right this moment, if you wait, let's say 2 weeks, that widget might go up 10% in cost, or there may not even be a widget for you to get. Yeah. Now think about this. So the point I really want to make to you is this. I think 45 years is just too long of a time for you to spend focused on getting yourself retired. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we know at Lifestyles Unlimited is that we can get you retired in the next 5 years. Yeah, that's highly achievable for most people. Now, some people need a little bit more time. It's totally fine. But even if it took you 7 years, what's a better result? Achieving retirement in 7 years or achieving retirement in 45 years? See, I think achieving that retirement goal in 7 years, I think that's a much better result than in 45 years. Now, you might be thinking, well, in 45 years, I'll have a whole lot more money. Yeah, that's true. You will have a lot more money. But here's the thing. You will have spent a whole lot more time working to earn that money to fund that retirement account versus if you got it done in 7 years, and most of you can, believe it or not, you don't know it right now, but I'm telling you, most of you can get it done in 5 years. You could be retired. That means in 2027, you could be fully retired at whatever age you'll be 5 years from now. I'm telling you, this is the real deal. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into the goal setting because really, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, there's a paradox out there that I need to explore before we get too deep into this goal setting thing. And it's the paradox of why don't people bother to write their goals down? I'm serious. Why do people not bother to do that? I think it's very important to do that. I think that writing down your goals is a step that, well, it's probably hard to achieve for some people simply because of fear and ego. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Fear and ego. You might be thinking, wow, if I wrote down a goal, what if I didn't achieve that goal? What about the pain associated with the disappointment that I will feel when I don't achieve that goal? What if I fail? What if I fail and I look like a total fool to my friends? I I can't put that self in my position. I'm in that kind of position. I can't do that to myself, right? Okay, that's the ego. That's the ego talking, and that's fear talking. The more common fear is that you probably think writing down a goal is just a waste of time. It's just a waste of time because stuff happens. Yeah, stuff happens in life, and you can't control life. So you're giving up right there. You're just saying, that's it, I'm throwing in the towel. I think one of the hardest things to do, and I'm going to be very clear with you, one of the hardest things to do is to let go of the influence that your ego has over you. Yeah, you got to let that go. And you got to take responsibility for your life. I'm serious as a heart attack, and I've had one of those, so I know how serious those are. If you said, I don't have the results for my life that I want, and it's my fault. If you said that, you would be admitting that it's not your parents' fault, that it's not your boss's fault, not the government's fault, that the buck actually stops with you, that you're willing to take responsibility for your financial position in life. It's totally okay to take responsibility for it. It's totally okay to get off of cruise control and ask yourself the question, why is it taking me so darn long to get retired? I make good money. Why is this taking so long? I think the answer is pretty clear. Responsibility is the key. This is the key right here. Personal responsibility for your own financial situation. Stop sitting back and going, my financial planner's got my back. Social Security's got my back. The stock market's got my back. All these entities don't really have your back. No, the only one that really has your back is you. You know this, don't you? Yeah. Most people that enter your life, not all people, but most people that enter your life will at one point disappoint you. Yeah, it may be a big disappointment, might be a little disappointment, but most people are going to disappoint you. So why not take the bull by the horns? Why not take responsibility for your situation in life? There's nothing wrong with it. In reality, that responsibility is really freedom. It's really freedom. This is the way to live in peace. There is no more painful way to live than to think that you are a victim of somebody else's actions. That's hopelessness. You were not meant to live a life of hopelessness. No, you weren't meant to live that life. And I'm here to tell you, once you take responsibility, then and only then can true change occur. Yeah, because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get the same results that you've already got. I'm serious. Okay, so the stock market has been doing great, right? It's going to keep doing great, right? Well, it will until it doesn't. And you might be thinking, well, okay, fine, Al. You do all that real estate stuff. Well, I could turn that around on you, Al, and I could say, hey, the real estate market's going to be fine until it isn't. And you know what? You'd be absolutely correct. You'd be absolutely correct. But here's the big difference between how I invest and how you invest. When you're investing in the stock market, you're either betting that it's going to go up or you're betting that it's going to go down. And some of you bet both ways. I understand that. Okay, but in real estate, it's a different model. Yeah, I don't wake up every day to see what the price of my houses are. I don't wake up every day to see what the price of my apartment communities are. Yeah, because that's something you do in the stock market, where external forces have the ability to modify the value of your stock. Yeah. When you invest in the stock market, in my opinion, you give up all responsibility. You really do. Because first of all, you don't research the companies you're invested with. You may have researched the company that's providing you your financial planner services, but have you really researched the person that's actually doing the nug work? Chances are you don't even know who that person is. Yeah. And here's the other thing. You're probably satisfied with mediocre results and not great results. No, I'm serious. Mediocre results. And you're thinking, wait a minute, dude, my 401k is like up 25% year over year. I can look at the stock market. I can see why that happens. But I can also look at the stock market and I could tell you that that stock market is ripe for failure. That stock market is ripe to go down in value. There's plenty of economic indicators out there that are saying the stock market is overvalued. But I'm not going to tell you to sell your stocks because that's not what I do. First of all, I'm not your financial planner. I've got no business telling you to sell anything. All right. Second of all, what I invest in is not as exposed to daily price fluctuations. It's not. Real estate values tend to go up over time. Sometimes they do go down. But here's the thing about the way I invest that maybe you don't understand. With real estate, I can make money whether the property values are going up, and I can make money whether the property values are going down. There are strategies that I follow based on either situation. The key thing is this. The real estate assets that I invest in provide me something called cash flow. In other words, spendable cash that I can use for anything that I want. And in my case, I like to use that spendable cash to retire myself. In other words, I have more spendable cash coming into my household than it costs me to operate my household. When that happens to you, you achieve retirement. You can decide to keep working or you can decide to step away from that job. Totally up to you. It's called control. You now have regained something in your life that you haven't had for a long time. It's control over your life. It's control to make the determination as to whether or not you keep working for that company or you go do something else or you just step away from working. Yeah, that's the neat thing about it. You're not doing that in your 401k because all the money that 401k makes has to go back into that 401k. That's the way the scheme is devised. You're not allowed to touch that money. So even if your 401k were making enough passive income for you to retire yourself, you're not allowed to use it. It's a terrible system. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about something called SMART goals. You're going to want to hear this. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, as promised, we're going to talk about something called SMART goals. Yeah. And you're probably thinking, okay, really, Al? Did you come up with that? Did you make that up? No, I can't take responsibility for that. I can't take responsibility for SMART goals. I really can't. Somebody else came up with it. I'm just going to share it with you. And the irony is this. Not all goals that you set will be SMART goals. No, they won't be SMART goals. Some are going to be dumb goals. Yeah, you might set a dumb goal for yourself. And a dumb goal is easy to recognize because it's not, wait for it, SMART. Yeah, you like the way I did that to you? Yeah, I know, comedy's not my thing. Okay, so what is a SMART goal? SMART goals, it's really an acronym. SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Yeah, those are the five components that you need to address when you establish a goal for yourself. Yeah. You want me to give them to you again? Okay. So a SMART goal is specific. In other words, you have to ask yourself some very defined questions when establishing your goals. You want to know what those things are? Okay. It's the W's. Trust me, you've heard about these throughout your life. The six W's. Who? What, where, when, why, and which. If you can address all six of those W's when establishing your goal, you'll probably make a very specific goal. The other thing that you need to have is whatever goal that you define for yourself, you have to determine how you're going to measure success. In other words, measurement of that goal is so darn important because you have to have specific criteria that you can use to measure whether you're on track with the goal or not. Yeah, it's okay to be off track with the goal. As long as you're aware that you're off track with the goal and you have a way to recover, totally fine. All right, so those SMART goals, they've got to be attainable too, right? So you're going to set goals that are specifically important to you. To you, not to your boss, not to the lady down the street. Specifically important to you. And here, I'll expand it. The ones that you love. Yeah, you can include them in this too. Because I do too. So attainability is nothing more than you figuring out whether or not the goal can be achieved. That's really what it means. Now, I'm not saying you set a goal so easy that it's you go to sleep and you could, you know, achieve it. Yeah, that's not really a hard goal. That's not where I'm going. So here's the big goal that I always throw out on this radio show, and I'll throw it out right now. Retire in the next 5 years. Yeah, the reason I throw that out is because at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's actually part of our mission statement. Yeah, we help our members retire in 5 years or less. And we're so darn good at helping them do that. It's a mission statement for our organization. Yeah, pretty good stuff. Those SMART goals, they've got to be realistic. Okay, so you're probably thinking, well, isn't that a little bit in contrast to what you've been telling us so far? And the answer is kinda. But remember that a goal that you personally have, that you've set for yourself, you must ensure that you have the right resources, the ability, and the desire to achieve that goal. That's what makes it realistic. Yeah, I mean, if let's say you set a goal of I want to have 2,000 houses by the end of the year. Well, if you don't have the resources available so that you can go out and acquire 2,000 houses, that's not a realistic goal. But if you have the resources to, let's say, acquire 4 houses, well, that's kind of realistic, isn't it? So you go out and you buy yourself four houses this year. And then you could say, well, okay, well, maybe I'm going to do that. I'm going to do one every quarter. Here's the thing. You start thinking about it, right? Yeah, I've already put that in your mind. You've already started thinking about how you're going to get this done. And that takes me to the last part, the T part, the timely part of the SMART goal. So when you write down your goals, you're going to set a time to achieve your goal. Your sense of urgency will drive you to achieving the goals that you set. Now, there's some very specific goals that Tina and I have set for ourselves for this year, and we're already on track to achieving a couple of them. One of the big goals that we set for ourselves was, well, and it gets back to measuring the goal, because we have some single family houses that we bought. We bought them in 2020. We owned them through 2021. We've owned them now for over a year. So one of the things that we had to do was sit down and take a look at, okay, have we achieved our goals for these properties? And in one particular case, we actually achieved a goal because of all the appreciation that's going on with housing, and because we bought a house in an area that was experiencing excellent appreciation, we hit a five-year target at the end of year one. And you're probably wondering, okay, what's that target? Okay, so the target was we wanted that particular property to go up in value $50,000. If the property went up in value $50,000, it would have hit a very specific target that we set for ourselves that was measurable and attainable, because especially in today's market, and it was realistic and it was timely. And we actually thought we were going to do it in 5 years. We got it done in 1 year. So what we're doing with that asset right now is we made a decision last week to put it on the market. So we did that. We got the property all prepped. We put it on the market on Friday, and we wound up getting six offers on that property over the weekend. So we sat down with our real estate agent and we reviewed the offers. And of the six offers, one was the best possible offer. Not only were they offering us what we asked for the property, they actually threw in some extra concessions that made it a better deal than the competition. And as a result, Tina and I have made a decision to sell that property. So we're going to take the money out of that property, and then we're going to put it with a bunch of other money that we have setting aside, because we're going to buy some apartment communities. Yes, we're going to buy some apartment communities. And now here's the other piece of the goal setting that I need to tell you. Because 4.5 years ago, when Tina and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited and decided that we wanted to get ourselves retired in 5 years or less, we got started on that. We did everything we were supposed to do. We made our SMART goals. We laid everything out. And what we found was that right around the 2 year mark, we had actually achieved all of our goals. We achieved 5 year goals in a 2 year period of time. That to me is success. And as a result of that, we were actually able to retire ourselves. Yeah, because that was the pinnacle point where we had enough passive income coming into our household that it met, or in this case, exceeded our cost of living. And as a result of that, I was able to walk away from a job that I didn't like very much. And I've never looked back. Ironically, one of the other goals that we set 4.5 years ago was that we wanted to be in a position to buy apartment communities ourselves, either as independent rental operators or as syndicators. In other words, making properties available to our fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members who want to invest with us. We're on track to achieving that goal this year. So that was literally a five-year goal that we set 4.5 years ago. We did all the things that we needed to do to position our assets and to grow our assets so that we would be in this place right now, not only where we have a big pot of money based off successful apartment investments that we made, we're also at the point where we're going to start culling our single family properties. In other words, we're going to start pulling our single family properties out of inventory, out of our personal inventory, putting them on the market, because when we sell them, it allows us to get to our next stage of goals. I'll tell you what, all this goal setting, it's really not that hard. We can show you how to do all this stuff, but you've got to take the first step. The first step is simply to go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com, sign up for a free workshop, and that will get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.